www.thebrainfarm.com, where we're compiling information and interviews from people around the country who are running their own giving circles. And our goal is to learn from each other and continuously improve our ability to make an impact with our giving. Today, I'm speaking with Kathy Shimcock, the co-founder of Patchwork Lives Giving Circle. Is that right?
Correct. That's correct.
All right. So, Kathy, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you start by telling us a little bit about your giving circle?
Well, let's see what I can tell you. We started January of 2006, and a friend of mine and I were looking to try to find a way to provide more service to people in the community and to do something in that regard. And I ended up seeing a television show on Today, I think, that was about a giving circle. And we thought, well, that would be, might work out really well with the friends that we had. So we decided that the mission for our giving circle would be to improve and enhance the lives of women and children living in Maricopa County, Arizona. We're incorporated within the laws of Arizona as a nonprofit corporation. We are not a 501c3. That is sort of a challenge for us, but nevertheless, that's where we are. We named ourselves Patchwork Lives because we felt that it there was something about the giving circle that was reminiscent of the older days, the pioneer days in this country, where people would share their lives and their talents and their resources with others. So that's how we came up with the name Patchwork Lives Giving Circle.
It's very nice. Can I ask you a question? And this just might be my ignorance, but you mentioned that you're a nonprofit but not a 501c3. How does that work?
The state of Arizona, and I'm assuming every state, will allow you to be incorporated as a nonprofit. And the requirement for that, we do the same kind of corporate things that you would do if you were a corporation, but the profits have to go back into the giving circle just as if you were any other nonprofit. But we are not able to give receipts from in our name and accept donations that are tax deductible as a 501c3. That's a completely different step.
So the disadvantage to not being a 501c3 is people don't get a tax credit for donating money to your organization. What's the advantage to being a nonprofit? Why take that step?
They can get, okay, let me back up just a little bit.
Okay.
They cannot get a tax deductible credit for any donation made directly to the Giving Circle itself. However, we do projects with other nonprofits in the community, and we are able to get receipts from them. And so that's the way that we work around that piece of it.
So you're not paying income on the donations that you're receiving because they're going to other nonprofit organizations?
Correct.
Okay. So do you think you could do the same thing just if you were like an LLC or anything like that? I'm just wondering what the benefit of being categorized as a nonprofit is, if it's something that other people should consider.
I think if you're doing anything charitable, you really don't have another option.
Oh, okay.
But to go into the nonprofit category if you're going to incorporate it all.
Okay, okay.
And you have to take the step in order to be a 501c3. This is the first step to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But the step of being the 501c3 is a lot more complex, and we found it somewhat difficult in the way that we're structuring the giving circle to make sure that we are in alignment with all the requirements for the IRS without having to hire a lawyer to do that.
Okay. Do you think that maybe someday you'll take that step, or are you good with how you're structured now?
It would be a lot easier to be a 501c3 because then we could actually solicit for more donations for our projects, and it would not require the headache of someone administratively making sure that everyone gets a receipt from the group that we work with. We'd also be freer to accept donations for doing projects on our own that aren't through another charity.
Oh, okay, so I see. So all of the members of the Giving Circle will make a donation, and then when you make that donation to a local organization, you're making sure that everybody gets an individual receipt.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I can see how that could be administratively challenging.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. So, you started your circle in 2006. How many people did you start with?
Oh, I think probably about 4 or 5.
Okay. And have you grown over time?
We have grown over time, but I will say that what tends to happen at times is that the same people tend to participate the most often. So we probably have maybe 14 people on our list. But the same people tend to participate most often. So that tends to be somewhere around maybe 6 or 7 people at max for any particular project.
So talk about a project. What does that look like for your group?
Well, we do a whole lot of things. Usually we have about 6 different projects in a year. In January, we usually fill tote bags for homeless people, and because we're dealing with women and children, there are certain shelters that deal specifically with women, so we work with them, filling the tote bags with all kinds of toiletries and other things. In March, we often do some kind of Easter project for homeless children or children who are in domestic violence shelters. In April, we do a project. April and May, we do a project for Project Linus. Project Linus is a group that where you donate blankets that are usually handmade that are given to children either in hospitals or foster care or hospice or that kind of thing. June and July, we work with local schools to give school supplies and backpacks to low-income and homeless children. September, October, we either do we've done Halloween carnivals at domestic violence shelters. We also sometimes do suitcase projects for women in domestic violence shelters because that's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And November and December, we generally sponsor a family and we provide them with food and toys and all the holiday goodies, and then also do a food drive.
Okay. So lots of interesting projects. It sounds like you're donating a lot of time and energy to these projects as well. How does it work? Are you also donating money, or is it that people buy the supplies themselves? How does that work?
Well, actually, we have two pieces to this. There's the service piece for our projects, and then there is the donation piece of the project. We provide to the agency the completed project. So everything is done. If we're doing a backpack project, the backpacks are filled with school supplies. They're all sorted. We do all the sorting. We fill them with what they require, and we donate them completed. So some of our members will be people who have time and not money. And so they're likely to come in and do the service in. We have some people who have more money than time, and they may donate money, and then we go and purchase. And then there's some people who do both.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that works.
In addition to these types of service projects, do you ever just make a monetary donation?
No, we have not.
You have not. Okay. So when somebody is a member of your giving circle, they're getting emails about upcoming projects and things like that. What else do you do as a giving circle together?
You know, we will usually have a meeting once a year, that's sort of an administrative meeting to see if there's any groups that we should be working with. Sometimes we do. There'll be a member that has a special, another group that they're working with. We have a member of our group who does a lot of things with the foster care group in town, and so different members will kind of splinter off and do things like that. So it's our time to get together and see if there are new projects we want to do, who wants to be sort of the lead on that project, and kind of where we want to go.
Do you have you're a fairly smaller giving circle, so is your process pretty informal? Do you do formal votes or?
Oh, it's pretty informal, I would say.
Okay. So somebody's talking about it, and somebody else says, is that a good idea? Let's, and then you kind of come to a group consensus on if it's something you want to take on?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Do your members have any requirements for, minimum amount of dollar donations or time donations, or is it just whatever works for them?
We allow people to move in and out of it. That seems to work well with them because what we found is the people who are interested in working with our giving circle are people who do want to do something, but they don't want to hook up with some group that's going to make a big requirement of them. So This works well because, they may only decide to work on two or three projects a year. We may only see them once a year. There may be some project we do that they really love. We're affiliated. One of our members is the owns a yoga studio, and we are the yoga studio charity. So her students will decide that they're really excited about one of the projects, and they'll participate in. So people kind of move in and out, and we don't have any requirements for what that participation looks like.
Interesting. What has your biggest challenge been as far as administering this giving circle?
For me personally, because I do most of the administration, I think not being a 501c3 is the most difficult piece for us. I think that's really difficult. Right now also, because a lot of people are, because the economy is so bad, and in Arizona the economy is not good at all, and a lot of people haven't had pay raises in a very long time. We see that people are not as interested in giving.
Mm-hmm.
So, giving circles have trouble just like any other charity. And we've seen that within our group, too.
Really? Is the participation gone down? Or go ahead.
The participation's gone down. The amount of funding that we've gotten for projects is, is less. Somehow or other, it all tends to work out. But it isn't, you never really know until the last minute what you're going to be able to do. Just because there's not as many people up front saying, I'm really excited about this, I'll do this and that, kind of wait until the end and have to see. So it's a different environment than it was, I'd say, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What have you found to be the most rewarding part of being part of your giving circle?
I think that everybody has their own sort of memory with that. For me, I really have enjoyed when we've done carnivals and worked one-on-one with children who are either at domestic violence shelters or low-income. I have some really wonderful memories of conversations with these children and what, you know, what the small thing that we did meant to them. And those are the kinds of memories that mean the most to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a really immediate and tangible sense of the impact that you're making.
Definitely.
On their lives. So what advice do you have to somebody who's thinking about starting a giving circle? We talked a little bit about 501c3 and how it's something that you think is valuable. Is there any other advice that for people who are just starting out?
I think, you know, I think you have to be passionate and committed as to what you're doing. And you have to realize that if this is something that means something to you, then you want to move forward with it and do what you can with it without trying to feel that you're always going to be able to have other people around you who are equally as excited. And you just have to, it's sort of, if you're a spiritual person, it will make sense to you. It just sort of becomes its own sort of faith journey. But, you know, people will get excited and then move away. But the only way the circle will continue is if there's at least one or two people who are committed to it. So you have to be sure that you're really committed to it, and that whole idea of being of service and either providing your time, talent, or your money, the betterment of your community is really something that resonates with you, because especially in this economy, I think it's difficult and people can get disheartened. But if you're committed to it, then you'll find that somehow or other it will work out, and there'll be other people there who will do. But you never know for sure who it's going to be, and it's always surprising with that, I think.
So really, you have, and maybe somebody else close to you or part of the circle, but because of the actions of a few people and the commitment of a few people, this giving circle has maintained for 5 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kathy, is there anything that I didn't ask you or we didn't talk about that you would like to talk about now?
You know, I can't think of anything. I think that for people who have the call to be of service, this can be the most incredibly rewarding thing. I think it's just a really valuable type of tool, and for us, the benefit of doing this is that we actually can connect in a smaller way and actually see some things done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being able to work one-on-one with people, I think is really, really valuable.
How would you then measure your success by the impact that you feel that you're making in your community or directly on people's lives?
I think these days that even some people think, well, you know, we're not helping thousands of people. We may be helping hundreds of people. Hundreds of people, you know, maybe that's not big enough for some people. But I think helping one person is significant.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the fact that we're able to help 300 people in a year and raise, you know, around $6,000, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good.
It is good. So, you're making a difference in your community. I think not just monetarily, but I think something valuable happens when you tell people that you care about them.
Definitely. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. And you certainly see that if you ever work in a soup kitchen. That's a really powerful experience to do, too.
I've never done that.
Yeah, that's incredible. So,
well, Kathy, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed learning about Patchwork Lives Giving Circle, and wish you many more years of making an impact in your community.
Well, thank you so much.